another year where the top coaches in the women's tournament, this year they have two regions. One of them is in Greenville. Corey Close of UCLA and Don Staley of South Carolina are asking the NCAA to do a separate TV deal for the NCAA women's tournament. Now, the current deal is a full championship package. So, in other words, the same deal is the same one that covers the NCAA wrestling championships as well as the women's basketball championship. And right now, the NCAA from all of those championships doles out $34 million a year. So here's the spot that they're in right now. They're in the same spot as everybody else at this moment. ESPN is about to lay off workers. Not a good sign. ESPN is right now being diligent with its negotiations with the Pac-12. Because if they're told to be careful with money, that's part of it. And ESPN needs, quote, its war chest for its bid for the NBA. So while it's an interesting time for the women's tournament to be up for bid, because the other contract's coming to a close, the question is it a good time? The deal runs through next year. And this deal is for all the Division I championships with the exception of the men's basketball and football championships. Independent media expert Ed Desser estimated the annual broadcast rights for women's basketball would be worth $81 to $112 million in 2025. Say that's a 10-year deal. We're talking about $800 million to $1.1 billion over 10 years. I'm not saying whether it's worth it or not, but again, is there a network willing to pay out that number? And considering the circumstances, again, timing means everything. So here's the timing of this. And this is something they requested last year, too. But the contract's up. So what do you do with it? I mean, how high do you want to bid it for ESPN? I don't think Fox is bidding for it. To be honest with you, I don't think Fox is bidding for it. I don't think CBS is bidding for it. CBS, I mean, how do you think Turner got involved? Turner got involved with its cable subscriptions, which allowed them, in conjunction with CBS, to produce the number the NCAA was looking at. CBS could not produce the number themselves. But with Turner, they were able to produce the number because now you're combining advertising to go with their cable subscriptions. So now if you're looking at ESPN, I mean, NBC now has Sunday Night Football. They've got the Big Ten football package. They also have the Olympics. They have the Triple Crown races. And they want to bid for the NBA. Fox wants to bid for the NBA. Turner wants to keep the NBA. They're already on TNT. They want to keep it. And Turner already has the NHL to go with it. And ESPN wants to bid on the NBA. Right? I'm not saying the women's basketball tournament is not worth it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking circumstances here. What are the circumstances? And the circumstances are the leader would be ESPN for obvious reasons. And they've been carrying the tournament and doing it very well for years now. But ESPN is about to lay off employees. And ESPN is about to now start with the SEC TV contract in a year. And ESPN desperately wants to keep the NBA. And that rights fee for the NBA might be triple. ESPN is already paying $1.4 billion a year for the NBA. They might have to pay between $4 and $4.5 billion. So what money is left behind to make a bid on this? I'm only asking. You have to have the funds to do it. It just can't be the goodwill nature of it. This is a business transaction. And I completely understand why the coaches are politicking for it, why they're trying to put the public pressure on people to bid for it. But you can put all the public pressure you want. If you're sitting there as a network saying, I'm happy with the properties I have, and by the way, I'm thinking about bidding for that property, all the goodwill in the world is not going to matter. It's still a business deal.
Call me nuts, but I got to question the future of SportsCenter shows other than Scott Van Pelt at night. You just don't have the ESPN's running out of money to keep that going. Because probably all their on-air layoffs are probably going to be what? SportsCenter anchors.
When they talk about layoffs, it's not just like on-air personnel.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be off-air too. Yeah, absolutely.
It's directors, producers, on-air talent, floor managers, things like that. I mean, you know, camera people. I mean, it's going to be a wide swath that's cut. The understanding is the only untouchables at the moment are Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Stephen A. Smith, Scott Van Pelt.
Yep. I mean, really, when you think about it, even with the behind the scenes people that might be part of those layoffs. I mean, a lot of those are going to probably be developed to those SportsCenter shows, because really ESPN has to start prioritizing where they need those personnel for. It's the stupid debate shows, it's the pre and post game shows for all the sports, the sports themselves, and that's it.
Yeah,
I think ESPN is shaping up that way. Then you have one SportsCenter at 11 o'clock at night with SVP. I think they're heading in that direction.
We'll see. We'll have to see what they want to do. I don't know. But I just know that you would expect them to be a primary bidder 2 years ago. Now I have my doubts. I mean, I think they'll bid, but it's not going to be to the numbers we're seeing there. Especially with the NBA contract coming up. They have now got to gauge where they are with all this. And the question will be, do you have a competitor to bid against them? And I don't know about that. I mean, Fox and NBC and CBS, no offense, the inn is full. And to cover something like that, you have to have a wide range. I mean, CBS and Turner are able to pull this off on the men's side because you got three Turner stations available in True, TNT, and TBS. To go with CBS. I mean, that's where you get the flexibility. Yeah, we'll see. I don't blame them for asking. Believe me, they're trying to promote their game. Totally get it.